All right, let's check in with Alice Stockton Rossini about this horrific helicopter crash. Good morning, Alice.
Hi, guys. Did you see that this was on a doors-off photographic video shoot, meaning the aircraft flew with its doors removed?
Really? I hadn't heard that one.
Pictures. Yeah, without getting in the way. And supposedly the pilot told authorities that a signal went off in the cabin notifying him of an engine failure right before the chopper went down. Now, I talked to Edie, and she saw the whole thing.
What happened was a helicopter came over very low and then hit right there, right at 88th Street. So I guess it's right there. He came in low and then bang, right in. And that was it. You know, I saw all the emergency vehicles lined up because I guess he said, "Mayday, mayday." And then he was standing there waving, and there were boats up and down. But it sank very quickly. Sank. Yeah, yeah, went right down. Yeah. So, right. Terrible. Yeah, yeah. People were diving. They had divers. Very brave going down in that cold water.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw it on television last night, Alice, and the copter came down slowly, and you thought, okay, well, there's no big impact here, so maybe the people will be all right. And all of a sudden, it just flipped, and it sank.
Well, you know, the people who live here say there's helicopter noise here all the time. There's choppers flying around, especially in the spring and summer. Just choppers everywhere. But Matt said this one sounded different.
Timing-wise, there's one that sounded a lot louder than most of them. I'm sure they were low, kind of around this area. But, you know, by the time I got out here, all the boats were already way down, kind of around 70.
Well, I heard that it was taken very quickly.
I'm sure that's what happened, yeah.
And he said, you know, this morning, he's thinking, you know, he's standing at the East River thinking, even if I had been here when it happened, what could I have done?
It's crazy. I mean, there's a good chance I could have been out here and just watched the whole thing happen. And then what do you do? I mean, there's no way to help somebody in that position. I mean, it's like, I don't know how high we are up, like 50 feet maybe. And there's nothing you can, I mean, you just got to watch. I mean, it's terrible. So
it's a helpless feeling there. Yeah.
Totally, completely.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
And, you know, it's again, the day after you think, you know, it's not a big deal. These helicopters, no big deal.
A concern to you, all of these helicopters?
No. I mean, I've been in them going down this way too. And it's you never think it's going to be a problem until
it's a problem.
It is. I was on one of the planes a couple Fridays ago that aborted a landing at JFK, and it's like, you know,
wow.
you don't think it's going to be an issue until it happens to you.
You never think it's going to be you until it does happen. I don't know, Alice, those helicopters, though, I've seen these tourist helicopters fly around, take pictures of the city. Those helicopters, they don't look sturdy to me. They just look like little Tin Lizzy helicopters. I'm not going up in one of those things.
Yeah, I know. I would never do it. But, you know, just people walking along the East River this morning are just, yeah, feeling really sad.
I'm just walking down here with our dog. I just felt very, very sad for those families.
Thank you.
Very sad.
It is, Allison. We're just speculating that maybe it's a foreign tourist group or a family that was out here taking pictures. We don't know. We're still waiting for the IDs.
I don't know.
Yeah, still waiting.
You know, when I hear a photographic shoot or video shoot, I'm thinking film crew.
Yeah,
that's what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I thought. Absolutely. Yeah.
And honestly, I thought we'd have the IDs by now. I thought we'd have something, you know. So I don't know. Maybe the NTSB is on its way. Maybe once they get here, they'll reveal more about these people that were on the plane and exactly what happened. Maybe it was engine failure. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Alice Stockton Rossini, thanks a lot for being out there, bringing us some of the eyewitness accounts.